The University of Alaska announced yesterday that the oil company Chevron is giving the university $1 million. KBBI's Mike Mason has the details.
$500,000 is being given to the university's Alaska Native Science and Engineering program, and the other $500,000 will go to the Kenai Peninsula College's Kenai River campus in Soldotna. Gary Turner is the director of the college.
It's the largest corporate donation the KPC has ever received. We're absolutely thrilled. I couldn't tell you how thrilled we are with this. And because of Chevron's donation, it's great. It's going to allow us to do things that we haven't been able to do before. Some of the things, you know, we're going to be upgrading some of our teaching labs within our process technology, instrumentation, and electronic computing labs. You know, there's a lot of industry standard training equipment that we have a good bit of it, but there's more that we need because we need to make sure that the students we train are being trained on what they will find when they get in the field. So some of the funds will be used for that. And also, we'll be looking to establish a scholarship program for students going through these courses and programs.
The $500,000 gift to the university will officially happen Thursday at the college's fall barbecue. The ceremony will feature representatives from Chevron, KPC, and UAA. Turner says he was blown away earlier this summer when he learned of the Chevron gift to the college.
When you're a small college like us, these types of gifts are typically not done very frequently. And as I said, it's been our 44-year history. It's the first time we've received a gift of this size. We would certainly hope and invite other large corporations to match Chevron's donation. That'd be even better. But we sincerely appreciate what Chevron's done. They are a true supporter of what we do here at KPC. We're putting Alaskans to work and Alaskan jobs.
Chevron has over 59,000 employees worldwide, and around 400 of them are in the state of Alaska. The company's been in Alaska for the past 50 years and currently produces around 34,000 barrels of oil a day from its Alaska facilities. Roxanne Sins is the public affairs manager for Chevron. She confirms that the $1 million is the largest gift the company has ever made in the state of Alaska.
The reason is to develop a trained workforce in Alaska, and it needs corporations to partner with the university to strengthen the educational programs and to develop a trained workforce in Alaska. And we need corporations to partner with the university to strengthen the educational programs. And Chevron believes in recruiting and training locally, and we want to be active within the community. And part of it is that Chevron recently began increasing our activity within the state, and we now have over 400 employees in Alaska.
The ceremony to accept the Chevron gift will happen in conjunction with the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the newly constructed Skywalk and renovated science labs at the Kenai River campus. Turner says the renovations at the college will make a big difference to both students and faculty.
The science labs have not been renovated since the McLean building was built in 1973. So you walk in and it's an upgraded, modern 2008 science labs.
The ribbon-cutting ceremony and the official acceptance of the $500,000 gift from Chevron are both open to the public, and they will happen in front of the Goodrich and McLean buildings on the Kenai River campus in Soldotna. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.